Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's upset you now?
So these two cats live next door, and I was looking after them for the last couple of weeks. So they come in and I always give them little treats and things. And because I've been feeding these little cats, because they're lovely, they're now shitting in the plants in my garden because as far as they're concerned, it's their territory. So they started shitting in the pots outside, shitting against the gladioli to start with. And I went outside to put my washing out, and all of a sudden loads of flies came out of this pot. And I thought, oh no, yeah, because they're all around the cat shit, aren't they? So I've taken that pot to the back of the garden, thinking, right, that's that sorted. They won't do that. I come back today, and there's another, all the little, what are they called? Succulents. I've got a pot full of succulents. It's all over the place.
Succulents?
Those little, those plants that people have, they're kind of quite trendy now. They have those.
Are they trendy plants?
Yeah.
It's a nice word, that, isn't it? Succulent.
I don't know how you describe them. They're like little sort of, they're green, and they have, sometimes
succulent.
They're in little tiny pots.
Are they, do you mean like baby cactuses?
Or yeah, that sort of thing.
Hang on, I've got to get this right. Baby cacti.
That's the one. Well done, Sean.
Paul,
that's
do you know
it.
What she means?
I think so, yeah. They look a bit like chilies almost.
Maybe. Yes.
Yeah, but they're not necessarily spiky like cacti.
Succulent.
They can be quite furry and green.
Yes.
What? I mean...
yes, I know what you look... Yeah.
Can you imagine us three on a gardening show? So we are. We've got some lovely trendy plants here. Look a bit like... Would you say chilies? No, more like cacti without spikes.
Succulent.
Slightly furry.
Are they furry?
A little bit.
I know what they are, Paul. I mean, I wouldn't know where to... I don't know exactly what they are, but I kind of know what they are. They're just like mini odd. I'll tell you what they are. They look like Tim Burton designed them. Is that right, Telly?
Yeah, that is. Because they are. Because also they're not all furry as well. When I say that, you're all going to be looking for furry plants now. They're not all furry.
We are not, but okay.
Yeah, fair enough. but now they're shitting in those, so I've had to move them up to the top of the garden, and I've had to put like paving slabs on top of them to stop the cats going in there. I have ordered, though, and it arrives tomorrow, something called Get Off, which they're like little gel crystals. I think I've got to put everywhere in the garden now.
I'd love to get some of that to smear all over my body. Just literally, particularly on my hands, because when people keep trying to shake them, just go, sorry, mate, I can't. I've got a load of Get Off on my hands.
It would be good, wouldn't it? Because that stuff deters cats, confuses them apparently, so they don't shit in your garden. But wouldn't that be great, actually, if we could get it for us?
Yeah.
Like a human one that would just...
I would love it.
Yeah, confuse people as you walked towards them. They'd just get
like
all...
like magnet.
Yeah.
Hang on, what do you mean it... Hang on a second. What do you mean it confuses them?
I don't know, that's what
that'd
it says.
That'd be funny, wouldn't it? You rub some Get-Off on yourself, someone goes to touch you, and then suddenly they start going, where am I?
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't that be great? Problem is, I do genuinely like the cats coming in here as well, which leads me on to something else that's happened today, I might add.
Go on.
I ordered some hair burst collagen tablets for women of a certain age from Holland and Barrett. And it's buy one, get one free. Well, I don't know. Apparently they
make... What's like a vitamin tablet?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Because I'm picturing it giving you hair like you've just put your hand in a plug socket.
I hope so. I really hope it does that. Hopefully I'll look like a succulent by the time I've finished these.
Succulent sounds like an adjective, not a noun. I can imagine you eat a kiwi and go, very succulent.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder how long it's been noise. A noun.
That's horrible noise. That's what it sounds like when you eat.
No, it does not. I don't sit there going, nom, 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 nom.
You fucking, that's exactly what you fucking do.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Sally, have you ever eaten with Paul?
I have eaten with Paul, and I'll be honest with you, Sean, I've never heard him eat.
Thank you, Sally. No, you're finally. Fucking,
that means you are eating at a rave. That could be the only explanation is you were eating at an actual rave.
We had a lovely dinner for two in a little spaghetti restaurant, didn't we?
That was, yeah. Did you have earplugs in?
No, I don't ever remember.
I don't believe this. I don't
Paul
believe
eating
this.
Eating like that.
Thank you.
I didn't.
I'm glad. That sounds like he's doing something
very different.
Oh yeah, he was doing that. But...
he really enjoyed that spaghetti.
Maybe that's why I couldn't hear him eating like that, because of the noise that was happening under the table.
I cannot and never have been arsed with spaghetti. What, like that is a pain in the ass to eat. I'd rather have bolognese with penne. You've got like, oh, you've got to twist it round on the fork. It keeps falling off. You have to suck it up. You end up with bolognese on your chin. Bolognese is a pain in the ass.
I'm with you on that.
People eat it to make a point. They go, yeah, no, you've got to have bolognese with, you've got to have spaghetti with bolognese. It's the Italian way. I'm a slow eater at the best of times. Bolognese is not helping me get the job done.
You're too busy wanking while you're eating.
Can we go back to Sean accusing me of eating loudly, actually? I think I preferred that.
I'm absolutely with you on the spaghetti. Like, like when you try and eat it in a white T-shirt and then you look down and your white T-shirt is now covered
in
red.
Spaghetti. Who are you, M&M?
Yeah.
You've just got to use a fork
your palms
and a spoon.
Sweaty.
I can't do that spoon thing.
Fork and a spoon. Spoon in the left hand, fork in the right, and just turn it round in the spoon. That's
fucking
all you've got to do.
No, you sound like Eminem. What's going on?
It's just a lot, isn't it? I don't want to have a fork and a spoon. I just want to have a fork. I don't need two. You look like a chop, you know. It's impossible to look spaghetti unless you have mastered the art. I'm all right. I know my errand a pair of chopsticks, but spaghetti is just too advanced for me.
No. Well, I mean, I'm not going to force you to eat it, Paul, to be honest, but just try it one more time with a fork and a spoon. And you, Sean, and come back to me.
I don't know how to do that. I cut my spaghetti up like a baby.
Well, don't do that. Just get the spoon, get the fork, twirl it round the spoon, and it's quite nice then. Then you get like sort of a thick wad of pasta. When you put it in.
I always find you get sort of a weird, I don't know whether it's just with spaghetti, but whenever I eat spaghetti bolognese, it always gives me a sort of a weird film on my tongue and the roof of my mouth. Is that just me?
Have you taken off the film lid from the micro meal? You know, you've got to peel that back, Paul, before you eat it.
I do tend to eat homemade bolognese, actually.
I know what you mean. I think that's just the fat in it, though, isn't it?
It's
that film.
Fatty,
isn't that just
isn't
the fat from the mince?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's all that is, which is,
I
think,
I think
embrace that.
Embrace that. I think it's very succulent.
Yeah, here we are again. Here we are again. My order from my hair burst from the shop, and I went, I ordered them online. I got all sorts of discount codes going on. I was so chuffed with myself. But they don't do that anymore. Buy one, get one free. She said, we don't do penny sale anymore. It's buy one, get one free. I thought, well, that's sort of better, isn't it?
I still like that penny sale. I'd always stock up on vitamins that I would have one of and then not eat them before the best before date. Yes. I'd have a one-day health kit where I go, no, fucking, I've got the B12. I've got some vitamin C. That's cod liver oil. That's for your joints. I've got a whole compendium of vitamins that I'm going to eat one of, and then they're going to start smelling weird. And then the next time I look in there, they've doubled in size and gone green.
Look like a succulent. Do you know what? I got like a little pill box. I ordered it online. So it's got like the old people put their pills in so they know they're taking them daily. And I put my vitamins in there now so that I remember to take them. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's advanced level.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
Doesn't mean I take them, but at least I've got that, you know, I've got that far. But I ordered these blooming hair burst and buy one, get one free. But I didn't think that you had to put two in your basket. I thought they would just give me the other one free. So I went to collect them at the shop. There was only one.
What?
Yeah. So buy one, get
That's
one free.
Outrageous.
You have to put both in the basket, obviously, don't you? Rather than, like, when you're buying it online. Oh, no, so annoyed. So I've paid a fortune for one. I wouldn't have bought them.
Can I just say that I just need to get this off my chest because it's popped into my head and I thought, I'm not going to say it. I've changed my mind. I bought cod liver oil for my joints, but it kept on going out every time I tried to light it.
Sorry. Remember that one when people used to say, if you smoked banana skins, it got you stoned? That old...
I think I've genuinely tried that.
Yeah, I think most sort of people of a certain age fell foul of that one.
Yes.
Very in between, isn't it?
Yes, very.
Did you know,
yes,
mate?
You're right.
Banana skins.
What happened? More to the point.
Well, nothing.
When you said, do you think you've... Oh, right, nothing. smoke them, like, literally just off the banana, or do you have to dry them out?
I think you probably had to dry them out. I think that's where I was going wrong. I think I just took the banana out and lit it. Like a big cigar.
Literally tried to... Like a cigar, yeah. One of your five a day, Irie.
I'm sure if you email customer services, they should send. I bet they would send you the other one.
You know, if they don't, I'm gonna go to town on them. They will. I think they will. Just for their peace of mind. Well, not peace of mind. Just to kind of keep me happy, keep a customer happy. Send me the other one. Do you think they will? I'll try it. If they don't, then I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'll just have to have a sort of like silent strop and never shop there again. That's what I'll have to do, won't I? And then I'm the one, of course, that loses because I want what they sell. But I'm like, no, I'm not going there because they didn't fulfil their.
Do you believe in vitamins?
Good question.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you an anti-vitter, Sean?
I am. I think it's absolute bullshit.
Do
it's
you?
A government conspiracy. Holland and Barrett's owned by Rishi Sunak.
I'm not a flat earther, but you're telling me that you've taken the vitamins from that orange and put it in this little pill. Squeeze my bum. No chance.
I don't know. I've definitely taken B12 before. I mean, it's definitely made my piss go green, but I have sort of, if I've taken them for a while, I feel less tired.
Are you sure that was the B12 that made your piss go green? but I mean genuinely, was it not asparagus or anything like that? but it could have been something else, couldn't it?
It could well have been.
Yes, but anyway, that is resolved, and I'll tell you what else has been happening, which is ongoing, and you must have had this conversation. Before, I live on a street quite close to the city centre where it's still free parking. You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Oh, you are joking.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, this is Paul's territory.
Keep talking, Sally. Keep talking.
Well, basically.
I passed my theory. Carry on.
And then they brought in resident park permits to the streets neighbouring me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And a lot of people in this city like to own those kind of traveller, you know, whatever. I call them hippie wagons, but they're those. So you see a sort of, an old van coming up the street with a stovepipe sticking out the top. And you think, this one's going to be here for a while, isn't it? It makes me furious. They
want to live on your street.
What? You want to?
Well, the parking's free. It sounds like a festival. All the neighbours just coming around, lending each other cats. People shitting in the garden. I know it's cats that were shitting in the garden, wasn't it? But
yeah.
Do you think that everyone then should have? Have we reached the level now where basically outside your house should be your parking space and people shouldn't be allowed to park there?
Absolutely.
If that's the case,
absolutely.
But then where are people? That means the only place really that people can park are car parks.
Do you know what? I think people should just move their cars every now and then. That's what I think. Like, don't leave it there for weeks on end. Yeah, people shouldn't leave their car for weeks on end. That's all I say. People just dump them because they don't want to pay permits and they don't want to pay to store their van, do they? So they dump them on streets and you think, well, I'd like to park out here as well. That's my issue. Used to come and move them around.
In Crawley, that was really near the train station. And if I ever flew from Gatwick, you could park there for free and I would leave it for a week. And then, I noticed some signs going up in the windows, people saying, don't leave your fucking car here.
Did they? Oh, that would have been me. That would have been me if that would have been on this street. I left a car on, a sign on a car once telling
them
to move. It was, mobile home it was. But I mean, mobile home.
You left a sign?
A note on it. And I said at the bottom of it,
God.
You know what I wrote at the bottom of the note? And do your roots.
Oh, my God.
Because I'd seen her and her roots needed to. Oh, I know.
That's incredible.
It's horrible,
isn't it? Oh, my God.
It's a horrible thing to do to someone.
She wasn't back.
But it's massive. It was massive. It was like to the size of two cars. It was huge. Don't leave that here.
What,
don't
her roots?
She'd been using whatever that stuff was you got from Holland and Barrett. What's it called again?
Thank you for listening. And just in case you don't know, myself and Paul are taking What's Upset You Now live to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. You can see us every day at 4:30 p.m. at the Pear Tree.
And then at 7:30, I will be performing my new stand-up show, We Go Again, at the Underbelly, 7:30 every day.
After you've seen Paul, grab some dinner perhaps, then come and see me at the Stand One at 10 p.m. performing my show, Sean Walsh is Dead, Happy Now.
Ticket information for all of these shows can be found in the episode notes below.